going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Draft Eve, one day away. We'll have some fun with that at 7:35. A question about the Lions and some of these contracts. Could we get those announced later today? We'll find out. AJ Hinch at 8:02. John, the Pistons have evened up the series with the New York Knicks. Jalen Brunson, a huge story from game two. Nobody likes this guy. He is persona non grata. He is the most, would you say the most hated athlete for Detroiters right now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he is, God, he's annoying. It's the way he plays. It's the look on his face. It's his hair. Like, it's everything about him. He's just got a punchable face.
He's a really good player.
There's no doubt.
He doesn't need to do all of the antics. And I know he's incentivized by the league to do so. He's not the first. He won't be the last. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, likely going to win the MVP. Does a lot of the same things. James Harden, MVP winner, did a lot of the same things. Really egregiously. LeBron, LaFlop, as people have called him. This is around the NBA for years. But this is our first taste dealing with it in a long time. These games matter. We have reason to really dive into this series, and we don't like what we see. Jalen Brunson is the most hated athlete in Detroit right now. Who's even on that list? 248-539-9797. We can throw the number out for people, but I'm curious, because the Lions are winning now. Do we have any natural villains? The Tigers just made the playoffs and are going to be fighting again to make a deep run. Do we have any villains and most hated athletes in baseball? I won't even bring up hockey because we don't get to have those conversations. Right. But for the other teams...
Well, so this is somewhat new for this generation of Detroit sports fans. And I say, or this iteration, that's probably the right thing, because there's a generation of fans who it was, you know, you go back to the, you know, the Bad Boys, and you look across the NBA and you, okay, Larry Bird could have been one of those guys, but there was respect for him.
Yep.
And I know that there's respect for Jalen Brunson, but because he's good, but there's this also a hatred for him because of how he plays. And it's the fact that if the Pistons weren't in the playoffs, we wouldn't be talking about this right now, because we wouldn't have these moments, no. But we also wouldn't be in tune to how annoying he is. So you've got to have those moments. And the Lions, relatively new to the playoffs, even though it's been 2 years now, the Pistons obviously new within, you know, the last decade, 17 years since they've won a game. The Tigers, all right, it's been a long time. And last year, so you look at the Cleveland Indians, we talked about the rivalry and the fact that they are, you know, trading back and forth right now in first place. You're trying to figure out, where are the rivalries? Who are the hated individuals? It's been so long since our teams have been good that we're starting to generate hatred for other players.
So I think about, like, the Lions, who winning it's been going on for a few years now. I don't hate Justin Jefferson. I mean, he's a thorn in our side. I don't hate Justin Jefferson. I think you respect him as one of the game's greats. I don't hate Jaden Daniels, who just kicked the Lions out of the playoffs. Right. I'm not happy about it, but I don't hate Jaden Daniels. I think with Brunson, what it is it's like the perfect storm. The Pistons' identity is defense, and it's getting after you a little bit, and Brunson is don't touch me.
So yeah, he's a whiny little bee.
Yeah, so it's the perfect storm. It's a guy who's going to run in the face of everything you want to do and then go running and crying to the officials. So he's the perfect villain. Like for the Tigers, if we asked the casual fan who hit the home run off Tarek Skubal in game 5 last year, I don't know that they would tell you it's Lane Thomas.
Right.
I don't think it's Lane Thomas is one of the most hated athletes for the city of Detroit because I don't think most people could tell you about Lane Thomas.
No, and then you think, okay, well, is it Tanner Bibee? Or is it Emmanuel Classe? And part of it could be Classe, but just because of, you got to say his name.
Well, and
right?
a closer and is a perfect job be somebody, to
yeah,
be.
But yeah, but then you go yard on him, and you're like, yeah,
Carp took him
like
deep.
Everybody else,
yeah, they got him.
Yeah,
I mean, to me, that's a totally different story. Maybe if he closed the Tigers out in a 3-game sweep.
It is, and we'll hate Jalen Brunson even more if the Knicks win this series. We don't think it's going to happen, but we would hate him even more. But after the Pistons win the series in 6 games, I think there's still going to be hatred for Jalen Brunson because of how he plays the game.
If you think we hate Jalen Brunson now, there will be at least one moment in this series that takes it to another level, especially with Tibbs complaining in the media about a call or lack thereof. It could happen to one of the next 2 home games. Could you imagine a situation where this guy holds up 6 fingers laying on the ground and he's pointing and knocking our guys out with cheap stuff?
Mm-hmm.
The crowd is going to go bonkers.
I anticipate this happening. Like, I think this is going to come to reality by Sunday. This series is actually going the way I thought it would. I thought it was going to be like this, and there would be, it's just going to be a grind and a war. I mean, on Ticket Text, we're getting some of who I think is number 2, and it can only grow. Does you want to see if John can guess it?
Yeah, can you guess it? It has not come up yet.
It can only grow. Well, I'm Caleb Williams.
No, but you're close, and it's cheating the question a little bit.
Well, Ben Johnson, but he's
not an athlete.
Right.
But so, multiple but
we,
people.
I mean, if we want to include coaches, I mean, we could certainly do that.
We can. Matt in West Bloomfield says Ben Johnson. Jesse in a car says Ben Johnson. We get another one, Ben Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah. Benedict Johnson, as he was named yesterday. Yep. There's a nickname for you.
See, they're not going away.
Mm-hmm.
Most hated? How things change. Most hated anybody playing quarterback for the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, but
I don't hate Love the way I hate Brunson.
Nah, it's hard to hate Love. Gotta love Love, right?
Love. A romantic, John Jansen. Jose Ramirez. What about Jose Ramirez, John? He's thorn in our side.
Well, he is, but there's a manner of respect because he's one of the very few that gave a hometown discount because he wanted to stay with his team. And so I've kind of got that respect for him. I don't know. I mean, yeah, he certainly could be.
Stephen Kwan, frustrating.
Yeah.
Texter says, I hate Jose Ramirez. He kills the Tigers, and he cost me $25 on the 2 Grand Slam when I said he played for the Indians instead of the Guardians a couple years ago. Dave and Warren.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a technicality.
That's unfortunate. What else we got? 248-539-9797. We got some people going old school here. They don't like Claude Lemieux, Aaron Rodgers, Michael Jordan. We're talking current, though.
Well, yeah, and I mean, Aaron is one that I think almost every fan base, even the teams that he plays for now, don't like him. He's just a bizarre individual, and he doesn't win anymore.
Steve Yzerman, the biggest villain in Detroit sports currently.
Ouch.
Ouch. I didn't say it. Although,
yes, you did.
yeah. Fine. I hate Caleb Williams already, Alex in a car. Look, this is only going to grow. This is maybe the fun of this conversation.
Right.
Is
now that our teams future are villains?
Yeah, well.
I mean, so if you're looking in that crystal ball.
Yeah.
Who are the future villains?
It's teams that are going to get in the way. Like if Halliburton was playing the Pistons right now, I think mm-hmm. he'd be number one. If we got a 7-game series with the Pacers and he's yapping and hitting shots,
yeah,
I think Halliburton would be number one.
What would be interesting? Oh, sure, Halliburton, yeah. What would be interesting is because a lot of people will go to the quarterback. We already talked about Caleb Williams, and he's kind of he beats to his own drum, which, you know, people don't like things that are different, and you know, you could be unique for a little while, but then it gets annoying. What will be interesting is what goes on with Minnesota.
The Vikings.
The Vikings. Because, okay, last year, all right, yeah, hey, 14-win teams. They match up. And the Lions win, right? Mm-hmm. So it's hard to sit there and say Justin Jefferson or Sam Darnold. Like, nobody hates Sam Darnold. Like, nobody really thought he was going to be that good of a quarterback anyway. And he'll probably return to who Sam Darnold was prior to the Vikings. But JJ has a history here. Could JJ eventually be a hated athlete in Detroit?
I mean, if he kicks us out of a home playoff game or right, prevents us from having a home playoff game,
you're going to develop a history with him.
Yeah, especially if he's here for a decade or there for a decade, but we got to deal with him for a decade. Yeah. If you're forecasting future villains. A couple more. Mike Valeni is the biggest villain in Detroit sports, Kyle, in New Baltimore.
Yeah. That's probably one I don't think I can agree with. I don't know. No, yeah.
And guys, I swear we didn't do this topic to get this response, but back-to-back people saying, because he played us, turned us down, and left us high and dry.
Okay, be careful with that one, because if he opts out,
he could be a Detroit athlete next year.
Yeah, so slow your roll on that one.
Current villains in Detroit sports, 248-539-9797. We'll keep collecting some of those. Coming up next, look, there's a lot of changes in college football, but if this is real, I'm out. It's 97.1.
At First Merchants Bank, they believe the real value comes from building strong communities and relationships. I just stopped in there yesterday and love every time I get a chance to go in there, they treat you as an individual with their new branch. Now, this isn't I was in the one in Plymouth, but their new branch just opened up in Fitzgerald, neighborhood of Detroit. First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. And I feel that every time I go in there. They're easy to use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking an absolute breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go. Their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you, the individual. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me over the years and my family, and why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. All you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We'll keep collecting the Jalen Brunsons, the most hated athletes in Detroit sports. But Brunson is number one.
Mm-hmm.
When you play that way, when you bait fouls against a team that just wants to play hard-nosed defense, guys, this could be a powder keg on Thursday night and Sunday with games in Detroit when he tries to pull that and Tibbs is already working the officials. So if you think you hate Jalen Brunson, it's going to go to another level. So we've got ticket text pouring in on that. Also brought up John, college football and the ever-changing landscape. This would be a bridge too far. Heather Dinich, college football writer, ESPN, talking about how the format for the playoff could be tweaked. Big Ten, SEC teams have discussed auto qualifying spots, yeah. All this stuff, whatever. The worst of this is, quote, one possibility, which could be viewed as a compromise, is having conferences earn automatic bids through their play each season. A model where each Power Four league can guarantee playoff spots through a combination of his team's overall records and maybe even TV ratings, according to a source, could be presented. The highest ranked conferences would earn the most automatic bids. You heard me right, John. I said through a combination of, you know, winning and losing games and TV ratings.
That makes me want to vomit. If that becomes a part of it, then
I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, what we do with college football becomes just strictly a job.
Is it WWE at that point?
Because at that point, yeah, it's all scripted. Because they're trying to basically put in as many blue bloods as possible. Because even, I'll just use Michigan, even when Michigan is not good, it's in fact, sometimes when they are not good, their ratings are even better because people like to see a train wreck.
Hate watch. Or yeah, they want to see the train wreck.
Right. And so you have no way of quantifying what those ratings mean. Now you go back to, what was it, 21, and Michigan State play. They're both 7-0 at the time. The ratings are through the roof because they were two teams competing for a Big Ten championship. And that, with the rivalry, all of a sudden, yeah, you get great ratings, but that tells nothing of the story on a year in, year out, week in, week out basis.
So we both work with Doug Karsh, and you work with him double duty with Michigan, yeah. And he always says, but is it going to affect Saturday, right? So the NIL stuff, yeah. But on Saturday, I still wake up and I'm excited to watch the game. If I'm watching the game knowing the result isn't the only thing that matters, it cheapens it. And do I even care to watch at that point? This is the first thing that would cause me to say, hey, I can deal with the portal. I can deal with NIL. It's a changing landscape. I don't want to be the old guy. I can get with the times. But if you're telling me the times include, even if you lose, but a lot of people like your brand and watched, we're going to give you a boost. I have no respect for that. That cheapens competitiveness. It cheapens wins and losses.
Right. Especially if you're talking about championship football, yes. Or championship opportunities. We all know, and we've seen this before, where Michigan State has a better record than Michigan, but Michigan gets a better bowl game. All right. Now, especially since bowl games now are, I hate to say this, they're insignificant. Guys opt out. We have no idea what they're going to be. That doesn't seem to be as much of the equation. it will be for individual fan bases, but we've already seen that. And we know that money drives everything. But for a championship, to crown a champion, to have a seat at the table, it should all come down to wins and losses and how good you are, not what type of ratings you draw.
Imagine putting in a four-loss SEC team because they rate well on television, or a four-loss Big Ten team because they rate well on television, and we leave out a one or a two loss team because, well, tie goes to TV.
Well, or how about this? Does the Big Ten or the SEC or any of these other conferences, do they actually start the messaging of don't watch an SEC game? All right, Big Ten country, don't watch an SEC game.
It could be the difference in the final spot.
Right, that is...
That's stupid.
That's bizarre.
We want people watching these games.
I can't even believe that this was... And this is not Heather Dinich. Like, she reports what she hears.
And she did say maybe even TV ratings. But the fact that someone would even float this out to get response is insulting.
Yeah, let's put this idea out there and see how it's received. Oh, I can tell you how it's going to receive. It's total BS.
Pretty much. 248-539-9797. College football done pretending it's about competition. Are TV ratings all that really matter? We can't get to that point. Not if you want to maintain any semblance of this being a sport as opposed to the WWE, which a lot of people enjoy, but it's entertainment more than it is sport.
It is, yeah. And I said this to you guys the other day. When you have a 17-time champ in what's his name?
John Cena.
John Cena. What does that even mean? Like, it's all scripted. I hate to ruin it for those who think it's real, but what the hell does that even mean? That's what this would be. This would be completely scripted, contrived. Yeah. There'd be no validity to a championship tournament if you're there just because more people watched you.
You should be there on the merits of your season, and there's enough to dissect with, you know, incomplete resumes and strength of schedule, and it turns into a bickering match, but at least it's based on what we think of the teams on the field and not what we think of the eyeballs paying attention to those teams on the field. That this would be a disaster.
It's going
to
make Greg Palm a problem.
It would make it a problem, but you would have to factor in TV ratings. It's another number.
Please, no. Make it stop.
Ken Palm, are they going to put TV ratings
for your final
into their Ken Palm rankings?
I don't like where we're going. 248-539-9797.
But do you like where we've been?
I've tolerated some of the changes. This is a bridge too far.
Yeah.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, listen to this, you guys. Detroit native and former Michigan linebacker Mel Owens was just unveiled as the next Golden Bachelor.
Okay. Who was Mel Owens?
Well, he played at Michigan from 1977 to 1980, finished his career with 125 tackles, 3 interceptions. He was the 9th overall selection in the 1981 NFL draft by the Los Angeles Rams. And after 9 years playing in the NFL, he retired and became a lawyer. And now he'll be vying for the hearts of multiple women on national TV.
Who is Mel Owens?
Was that an insulting question?
Not really, but
okay.
I just wanted to make it sound like it was.
Do you know the guy personally?
Yes.
You've been in similar circles with him? Are you excited for this?
Not at all.
Will you watch?
No.
Because of him?
No, I am not going to waste my time. I didn't waste my time last time.
I know, but you didn't know the guy last time.
Yes, your close personal friend, Mel Owens.
A Detroit native, former Michigan linebacker.
NFL legend.
Yeah.
Very happy for him. But no, I am not going to waste my time watching The Golden Bachelor.
Did you watch The Golden Bachelor?
I loved The Golden Bachelor. I almost like The Golden Bachelor more than the actual Bachelor series. Yeah, because you hear all their stories, right? They're in their golden years, right? A lot of them have...
stories, though.
They are, because most of them have lost a spouse, right? Like, if their husband died of cancer and they've been single now for 10 years or something.
We
and they
cry for 4 hours.
But then they not only find love, but the women normally find good friends out of all of this. Mm-hmm. And anyway, they haven't released a premiere date.
Immediately following The Golden Bachelor, this is us.
Get the Kleenex out.
You know, maybe your kids will watch it.
The girls might watch it. Again, yeah. So does it mean I have to?
But there's now some local interest in it, right?
Do you like it better than regular Bachelor? Because I feel like that's jumped the shark.
Yes. I haven't watched the regular Bachelor or Bachelorette in a very long time, but I did watch the Golden Bachelor. I'll watch a little bit of like the spinoffs, like Bachelor in Paradise as background noise, but I like this. I like the stories. I like the backgrounds of all the contestants. And
how long did that last one last?
Not long, John. Not long. I know, but now he's dying of terminal cancer, so you can't like make fun of this former Golden Bachelor. Because anyway, there's some news.
Does the old Golden Bachelor even make an appearance on this one?
The old Golden Bachelor?
Yeah. First one. Who knows?
Yeah. No, but maybe one of the women from the other
that
show.
That season will
carry over.
Crossover
appeal.
Oh, yep.
Here we go. The Olden Bachelor.
Yeah.
The
olden, yes, exactly. Age is nothing but a number, according to Minnesota Vikings running back Aaron Jones.
Well done on pairing these stories together. Yes.
During a press conference with reporters this week, Jones was asked how he'll be able to keep performing now that he's in his 30s, right? And his response, age is nothing but a number.
Is that what he's looking for in an older woman, someone who stays young and works every day? And I mean,
that's awesome.
Uh huh.
That soundbite, I saw that going around. He just said it. He just no filter.
Yep. Oh boy.
Yep. Hey, make sure you get to the game tomorrow and Sunday early if you're going to go to the Pistons playoff game, right? So you can be part of the team's special pregame activities. So. Both games, there's going to be a pregame fan fest outside of Little Caesars Arena. It will be family friendly, right? There'll be airbrush tattoo stations, custom airbrush t-shirt making, player card photo booth activation, also some free coffee and smoothies. So get down there early. And of course, you want to be in your seats early as well, so you don't miss whatever they have planned, right? Something very special.
Bringing it all back. He said thunder sticks. Maybe we're getting those custom intros again.
Yeah, it could be. So on Thursday, the first 10,000 fans through the doors will receive thunder sticks and a light up bracelet. They're also going to get free t-shirts as well. Actually, everyone will get a t-shirt. And then on Sunday, it's basically the same, except all fans will get a rally towel instead of the t-shirt. So,
okay.
All right.
Pretty fun. You know, I'm going to save this next story because it's a big one. I'm going to go to something lighthearted here. John Mulaney is bringing his new comedy tour to Detroit. He's going to be making a stop at the Fox Theater on October 16th. It's all part of his John Mulaney, Mr. Whatever tour, making 31 stops across the country. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. on Friday.
I like his comedy. It's exciting.
I like him. I don't know his comedy that well, but he's kind of trending there. I think he's on Netflix right now. So I've seen a little bit of him. Yeah. Should be a good show.
All right. Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's NFL Draft Eve. On this day a year ago, we saw Penei Sewell's contract be announced. Amon-Ra St. Brown got his contract extension. Where are we at with Aiden? Where are we at with Kirby Joseph, who threw out the first pitch last night for the Tigers? It's next, 97.1.
Hey guys, if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, right? Especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years because at Verizon, they got your back now and in the future. So go ahead and take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Soap. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Dear day before the draft, a year ago, we heard about Sewell and St. Brown. Big marquee extensions for Brad Holmes' homegrown draft stars. Will we get the same today? Aiden Hutchinson, gotta be soon, right? What's the holdup? Kirby Joseph, he threw out the first pitch last night for the Tigers, and he said that there's progress. We're getting things going. I love Detroit. Detroit loves me. Mm-hmm. John, what do you think? What's the timeline on these?
I don't know if we'll hear today. It would be awesome if this became kind of the traditional redo the contracts day, as long as there's somebody worth redoing. Obviously, Aiden Hutchinson, I'm not concerned about the injury. I think, and we heard from you know, the front office, Rod Wood. Yeah, he's here for the long haul. We all believe that he should be signed, and I would love to hear from somebody who thinks he shouldn't be here long-term. But I think he is a guy that will be here long-term. We will get, I don't know if it gets done today, but it will get done this offseason.
John, there are some of those people out there. I was listening to Carson Anderson a few weeks ago, and they were getting bombarded seemingly from what I think is a loud, small group of Lions fans who are concerned about the injury. That's not like a career-altering injury.
No. I mean, I had one similar and was able to come back and play. I am not concerned at all. And the medical advancements in medicine have been tremendous over this time period. I'm not concerned about it at all. He had a similar injury in college, and we saw great things from him the following years at Michigan and since in Detroit.
He's one of the best defensive players in football, arguably the best. Also a big culture guy, hard worker, plays all downs, right?
He never leaves the field. Boxes.
Yeah, it's everything you would ever want. He's from here. Not that that matters a ton, but it's just more of a support system here. People love Aiden. Aiden's going to get extended. It could be any second. What we want to do is look at the rest. Because Brad Holmes has alluded to, you can't keep everybody. We're going to play a little bit of a game here. We encourage you to text in, call in, pick three Lions that you want to extend from the following group. Our list includes Kirby Joseph, J-Mo, Branch, LaPorta, Gibbs, and Jack Campbell. Pick three of those six names that you want to extend. The other three, we've got them while we've got them.
Uh-huh.
And it's supposed to be a challenge here. You got to pick only three.
All right, so I'm going to try and work the system here a little bit. All right, so we're talking about... Let's just play the game. My three are Brian Branch, Sam LaPorta, and Jack Campbell. And I say that because I think we all believe J-Mo is here this year and next year, and then he's here this year. Next year, if you're not going to keep him, they might try and market him, see if they can get something in return. Kirby Joseph, if I'm given the option between any of these other guys and Kirby Joseph, I don't want to downplay the importance of Kirby Joseph.
I was all pro, right?
Yeah. And I mean, what led the league in interceptions? Great. I think that it's not that I don't like him. It's just that I don't want to pay him. And with Jahmyr Gibbs, now this is going to be the one that is the hottest, hotly debated, because I still believe there is an expiration date on running backs. He's entering his third year. So you have him for this year, you have him for the following year, and you have that fifth-year option. The fifth-year option on running backs, it's not what it is for receivers. All right, so that's a lower price tag to begin with. You also have, now this gets into the gray area of this conversation of extending him. I don't extend him, but you have the ability to put the franchise tag on him, which is not a huge number either. Running backs just don't make as much as wide receivers or quarterbacks or edge rushers. So you have control of him without having to give him a long-term contract. That's my workaround is I want to give, I think Jack Campbell, Brian Branch, Sam LaPorta, those positions and what they can do with those positions, they're going to play longer. The expiration date is further down the road. So I give them a long-term contract. By putting a franchise tag on Jahmyr Gibbs, it's not a long-term contract. It's a one-year deal.
So the Gibbs thought, four seasons with team control. It's another 1,000 touches on the body.
Oh, from now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. 250 a season running and receiving. Another 1,000 touches on the body. Two rookie seasons, a fifth-year option, and a franchise tag. We don't know what he's going to look like after another 1,000 touches playing that position. What I'd say about Gibbs, though, is if you have an offensive line, you can age more gracefully.
Yeah.
And we've seen Saquon Barkley have a second life in his career running behind the Eagles' offensive line. I think what they do in Detroit will always be predicated on making sure they have a strong offensive line. And if that's the case, I'm not hesitating on Gibbs. I think he's, of this group of six, one of the three best players. Would you give me that?
That's right now. Yes. Yes. Right now.
So I went through this, and we have some similar answers here. We did not compare notes. I want to pick one pass catcher, J-Mo or Laporta. I went Laporta. I want to pick one safety. It feels a little gluttonous to pay both of them as record-setting deals. Of the two, I also prefer Brian Branch. More versatile, right? Mm-hmm. If he can play a little slot corner. He can come up in the run game. He is still instinctive when the ball is in the air and he can take it away from people. He's also one of these guys that forces a lot of takeaways and turnovers, not just picks, but he gets his hand in there and he can force fumbles too. So I picked Branch. I picked Laporta. And then it really came down to then Campbell or Gibbs. And I've seen so much more from Gibbs. And I think you can extend his longevity sharing the workload with Montgomery and generally just having a quality offensive line, that I went Gibbs over Campbell. Campbell's good, but is not off-ball linebacker the running back of the defense? They're valued similarly.
Valued similarly, but his career will be longer. Or at least traditionally, historically, linebackers play longer than running backs. And here's the thing about Jahmyr Gibbs. What makes him so special? What is it that sets him apart from as an offensive weapon?
Make you miss.
Make you miss, but it's that acceleration. Mm-hmm. It's 0-60 right now. It's getting to the edge. How long does that last for Jahmyr Gibbs?
Where is he at 27, 28 years old?
Right. When you lose a half of a step as a running back, for him, it's probably still elite speed and elite explosion. But if you lose a step, if you lose that ability to just, hey, a line of scrimmage, there's nothing there, and then I'm going to bounce it to the edge, and I just run past everyone, how long does that last? I just don't think, and if there's an injury, now, he's been very fortunate to this point.
Mm-hmm.
He's not been injured. If he's sharing the load, and you've already said he needs to get more of the load
mm-hmm.
over Montgomery, how long does Montgomery...
Yeah.
Is he still effective?
Yeah.
How long is he around? Does Gibbs eventually become the feature back, the only back that they go to, and he's a 25 touch a game guy? How long can he stay healthy? How long can he have his superpower of blazing speed?
So of this list, the guys that they have the longest time to make the decision on are Gibbs and Campbell. So that's where our fork in the road is. Let's get the ticket text, 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your thoughts on that coming up next. It's 97.1.
Don't miss your chance to bet on all the clutch shots and legendary performances with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props, and now you can make a heads-up play with player performance trends. That means whether you want to bet on a player to score 30 points or to simply put up a triple-double, you can check out the latest stats and see who's hot without leaving the app. Plus, after the game tips off, you can even combine live prop bets into a same game parlay. Put down a little for a chance to win something big. If you don't already have a FanDuel account, playoff time is the perfect time to join. You'll get started today with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to join today and make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager. Only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ticket text flooding in. We asked you to pick three. Today could be a day for a Lions extension. It was a year ago. Panay Sewell and Amon Ross St. Brown were extended the day before the NFL draft. We all agree Hutch should be extended this offseason, so we've left him out of the exercise. Although people have texted in about it, if they have any reservations, we don't. But of the next group of Lions that Brett Holmes has drafted, you can only pick three. And the names you're choosing from, John, are Jamo, Joseph, Branch, Laporta, Gibbs, and Campbell. You and I both picked Laporta and Branch. Yep. I picked Gibbs. You picked Campbell. Mm-hmm. Some of the ticket text. I honestly don't want to pay Kirby. I'd much rather pay Branch. I'm not paying two safeties top of the market just because safety's not that valuable.
I agree. And I think Branch, I think his upside is higher than Kirby Joseph, even when we're talking about an all-pro. I also think what he does for the defense, he is so much, he plays so many different positions and is so much more versatile.
John in the truck, you got to keep both of them, Branch and Joseph.
Okay, so then are you not keeping Jamo, Laporta, and
Gibbs?
Gibbs?
You're keeping none of the offensive weapons for one of the best offenses in football?
Right, and a quarterback that needs weapons.
I suppose you could keep one of the weapons and not keep Jack Campbell for the exercise.
Well, so you're pick between Laporta and Gibbs. Gibbs is clearly the bigger impact right now. But what is it in, and we know Brad Holmes thinks about the future, as he should. What is the impact in 5 years?
But Brad has shown that he doesn't care about positional value. That's
why
he drafted Gibbs to begin with.
In drafting, yes.
Yeah, well, if this was a hangup, it would have been an issue drafting.
Well, there's
him.
Clear positional value because you're going to pay Gibbs different than you pay Laporta,
right.
different than Branch, different right. from Jack Campbell.
Right, so actually when it comes time to extend Jahmyr Gibbs, they may elect to not do the franchise tag or the fifth, well, they can apply it into the fifth year and extend him at a lower number than, say, a Jamo or a Laporta or even some of these safeties. Running backs are cheaper. That factors into choosing to extend Gibbs
sure.
of this group, too.
And I've always thought that, too. When people talk about the Eagles and they added Saquon Barkley, all right, yes, it was a big add, but it's half the cost of adding a dominant edge player.
Or a guard, even. I mean, they paid right, the guards significantly
right,
more.
Right, when we talk about adding Trey Hendrickson, everybody says, oh, well, the Eagles added Saquon Barkley. All right, well, if you add Trey Hendrickson, it's going to be near $40 million a year. What was it to add Saquon Barkley? 20.
And not
half
all,
the
not,
cost.
I'll say not all in 1 year, though. I don't
right.
think he made 20 at,
well, his cap hit wasn't that, but yeah, that's...
Let's some of the gamesmanship here. But anyway, let's get more of these ticket texts. 248-539-9797 says, enough with the franchise tag talks. It's a locker room killer. It won't be used to shoehorn talent into staying here.
I don't think it's a locker room killer. I mean, it's a guaranteed money. And every player wants
a five-year deal as
yes,
opposed to a
more
one.
Guaranteed money, yes.
But are we saying Brad Holmes is never going to use one of the tools in the tool belt to help keep the team together? Because that would feel foolish.
Yeah.
Texter says, I get that Hutch is coming back from a similar injury in college, but how many times does he have to snap his leg before we start to talk about it being a concern?
Well,
third time,
no more,
maybe? Full disclosure, I still want to extend him, but I think it's okay to talk about the injury.
He has no more legs to snap. I mean, he snapped both of them.
Okay. He's bionic now. There's really nothing more that can happen.
Yeah, yeah.
On that list, I'm only extending Hutchinson and Branch. Safety, running back, linebacker, three least valuable positions in the NFL. I'm not paying two safeties top of the market, and I'm not paying big money to a tight end. So pay nobody.
Yeah, I guess just keep going
just draft
to,
all
to
pros.
The draft. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why this week's so important.
Well, and if you think about that draft too, right? It was Jahmyr Gibbs. It was Jack Campbell, Laporta, and Branch.
All in the same draft.
I would not expect in future years for Brad Holmes to be able to draft four Pro Bowlers in one draft, let alone a couple All Pros.
People just go in rapid fire with names. Gibbs, Laporta, Branch. Gibbs, Branch, Kirby. Gibbs, Laporta, Branch. A lot of Gibbs. In fact, most people have Gibbs in their three.
I get
that. Because they see him right now as one of the three best players of the group. And this team's built on running the football, and he's their most dangerous runner. If they're going to win a Super Bowl, a lot of it's going to be on his back.
Okay, well, three best players of the group. If we're going to sit there and rank the best players of the group, Gibbs is number one.
Yes.
But Gibbs plays running back. I'm sorry, but there is an expiration date. Not everyone is Barry Sanders or Walter Payton or, you know, Emmitt Smith. They're not always as durable. We're talking about very small, finite number of individuals that remained durable and productive for more than 7-8 years.
Jahmyr's 23. Barkley's 28 and still doing it. Another five good years out of Jahmyr Gibbs. Two of them are under contract already.
Right. And that's where you also have other tools that you can use.
Ticket Texter says, Jack's a dime a dozen as an off-ball linebacker. He ain't Fred Warner. He can be replaced. You're not finding another Gibbs that easy.
Okay, but you also have to take into context the fact that Alex Anzalone, probably not here maybe more than, what, a year or two playing at that level. Derek Barnes is certainly not at that level, and they extended him.
Texter says Gibbs should have increased workload only in the playoffs. Otherwise, split the carries, get him to the finish line. Did John put dum-dum juice in his coffee this morning? Gibbs is the best offensive threat we've had since Calvin, and he would extend a linebacker instead of him. Gibbs has the peak of his career ahead, and you're already talking about injuries slowing down. Insanity. Keep your best players, dum-dum.
Hey, I don't think he thinks you're very smart. Yeah, apparently not, yes. Is that a new nickname?
Got to fight back against the anti-nickname crowd. The cap goes up every year. We don't have to let anyone walk. But if we do, I'd let J-Mo go. I love the we can keep everybody crowd.
Oh, right. I mean, you simply can't keep everyone. And it's the same crowd that wants to keep everyone. And then when you ask them, oh, well, should you trade for Trey Hendrickson? Yeah! Trade for him and extend him.
I'm going to give Kirby Joseph record-setting safety money and then give Brian Branch record-setting safety money and then give LaPorta record-setting tight end money and then give J-Mo, you know, high-dollar wide receiver money. And it's going to be okay because sunshine and rainbows.
Well,
I didn't even mention Gibbs and Campbell. There's a reason we've laid out six names plus Hutchinson plus you already are paying Sewell and St. Brown record receiver and tackle money. Goff is not a cheap quarterback. No. I know the deal is going to age well, but you're not getting a discount at quarterback either.
Well, you're
guys,
already
going to
be
everybody.
Reworking Goff's deal next year.
Right.
Because his cap number, I think, next year is like $70 million. That's not going to happen. And I'm not saying he's not going to be here, but you're going to rework that deal to lower that number.
I let Gibbs and LaPorta go. Running backs are a dime a dozen. You look at this draft alone, there's almost 10 solid deep tight ends as well. No way we'd let Jack Campbell go. It's so hard to get a linebacker like him. It's a contradictory text. I mean, there is real conflict with this. This is what makes it such a fun conversation is you have to make tough decisions.
And I think if, given truth serum, would Brad Holmes like to find a way to keep them all? Sure.
Yes.
Would you and I both like to find a way? You know, I don't want to let good players go. But you got to play the odds at some point.
We'll keep taking ticket texts on this game. You got to pick three Lions to keep from the group. Could get contract extensions any day now. We did a year ago on this day. It's 97.1.